Ok, recording. Good afternoon. So this is the last lesson of the first part of the course, the one which deal with noise and industrial application. Starting next Friday, we will have the second part of the course, which is just three lessons in practice in December, in which we will instead look into more musical application or application related to audio engineering, not to industrial engineering. And today, for finishing this noise related part of the course, we have to talk about a new quantity. So we define a new entity, a new number, a new value in decibel, because everything is in decibel in acoustic, and this is called the single event level. We will see many different flavors of this concept. One flavor of the concept of the single event level, which is very important for the European regulation, is the equivalent personal exposure level for workers. So is the number which is employed for quantifying how much noise dose each worker gets after one work day or after 1 week of work. So let me start from the original definition of the equivalent level, because the single event level can be seen as a derivation of the concept of the equivalent level. So we are now showing you again a slide which was already shown you a couple of months ago, which is the definition of the equivalent level. The equivalent level is defined by this formula, 10 times the logarithm of ratio divided the total measurement time, and then you make the integral of squared pressure divided the squared reference pressure, which is always here for having a dimensionless argument for the logarithm. So this is the concept of the energetically equivalent level, which means to have a flat line with this constant LQ value, which has the same energy as the real noise profile during the measurement time T. So in practice, what you do, you record your sound pressure level, which is changing for a duration of your measurement, which can be 1 second, 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, even 1 week if you want. So the measurement time can be very short or very long, this does not matter. During the measurement time, generally the sound pressure level changes, but you make an energetic average and you compute number, a constant value, which staying constant for the same duration give you the same energy. So here there is an energy equivalence principle. Equivalent means same energy. Okay? This is the concept. Usually this is computed with A weighting, and you remember that computing or measuring a weighted value means shaping the spectral response of your microphone so that it resembles roughly the frequency response of the human ear. So a weighted value are close to human perception. Regulation in Europe are all based on equivalent level A weight, and this is the most common cases. But there are cases in which making this long averaging is not so relevant, so important. It is better to extract from the total history a single event. For example, the passage of an aircraft. the flight of an aircraft passing over your house, or the passage of a train, or the passage of a vehicle on the road, a single passage of a single vehicle. Of course, when the traffic is not continuous, you can measure this single event level if you can insulate in your time history. You can place two boundaries, two markers, and say, okay, from here to here, the aircraft was passing. So you make a measurement which is related, physically related, to a single event. When you make such measurement, you get from your measurement the equivalent level, and now you can compute, cell, the single event level. And the definition, which is very important also to remember for the exam, is that the single event level is equal to the equivalent level plus 10 times the logarithm of the measurement time. Formally, this has to be divided by T0, where T0 is equal to 1 second, because the logarithm can only take an argument which has to be dimensionless. So you divide by T0, and T0 is 1 second. What is the physical meaning of cell? The physical meaning is this one. Cell is the equivalent level packed in 1 second. So instead of having this value here, the LAQ, lasting for the whole duration of your measurement, is like if your noise was present for only 1 second, and of course the number will be much larger, because this small rectangle here has the same energy, the same area, you could say, as this large rectangle here, which is again the same area as the curve of the real noise, which did change for your duration. So the definition of cell really can also be applied to something which is not a single event. You can make a one-day measurement and compute the cell, because cell is just a mathematical definition. Here you don't see that this is a single event. This is just a different way of presenting the result of your measurement, packing it in 1 second, but the meaning is the same. If you know the duration of the measurement, knowing LAQ means knowing cell, and vice versa, knowing cell and the duration allow you immediately to compute LAQ. This is called diluting. So if you know the cell and you know the total time in which it was measured, you can redilute the energy which was packed in 1 second, and you redistribute it over the length T, so it will lower, it will become smaller, because it was packed, squeezed in 1 second, and you relax it over a much longer time, so the intensity will be smaller. Okay? So cell is the concept of packing the total energy in 1 second. Typically this is done for a single event, so a train passage, an aircraft passage, a truck passage, a motorbike passage, or in industrial application for a unit operation. You have a big press which print some plastic object, and every time the press make a cycle, taking in a new piece of material, rising the hammer, leaving the hammer to fall down, and then pushing out the printed material, you measure over the cycle and you compute the cell of 1 cycle of the machine, of 1 printout, okay? This is typical for machine which have a periodical behavior, like a press or like other kind of machine which are not continuous. It's not like a fan. A fan is a machine where there are no events. But if you have a machine which works in a job way, it takes a job of material, process it, and release the processed material, then you have a cycle and you can compute the cell or measure the cell for one cycle of your machine. Here we have an example instead with an aircraft. This was an old Fokker 50. Well, I don't know if those Fokker aircrafts are still flying today. This measurement is more or less 20 years perhaps. But at the time the Fokker was a quite common aircraft, and this measurement was made at the aeroport of Torino Caselle, near Taring, and the noise was quite low, more than 90 decibels, you see, when the aircraft was just overhead over the microphone, and this is the typical noise profile of this passage of an aircraft. The measurement time in this case was 50 seconds, which is quite typical for an aircraft. For a train, perhaps it is longer. You need 2 minutes measurement for a long train. It depends also on the speed. The aircraft are fast, so their profile is very, very short. You see how short it is in time, because the aircraft is fast. So, when we apply the concept of cell to roads and railways, we can aim a very useful application of cell, because this makes it possible to compute easily the effect of a given traffic over the road or over the train. We did already see this picture regarding a continuous line source. That is a theoretical concept of a line where every piece of the line has a certain power being radiated, W first. W first is the power per meter, and LW first is the sound power level per meter. And if you make this integral and you compute the level at the receiver, you get the well-known formulas for the line source, which is LW first minus 10 times logarithm of the distance at which the receiver is located from the road or from the railway, minus 6 in case of incoherent emission, and minus 8 in case of coherent emission. Now, the coherent emission for a line source in practice never occurs with natural source, because it would mean that all the points of the line are going out simultaneously and all the points of the line are going in simultaneously. This is possible only with electroacoustical source. If this is a very long row of loudspeaker, all driven by the same signal, then you have a coherent cylindrical field, a coherent line source. So for the loudspeaker, you can use the second. For roads or railways, or also for aircraft, in practice, this is impossible. So the second formula, you can throw it away, and we are always in the first case, the incoherent summation. But the formula are quite close. It still tell you that the level is decaying by 3 decibels per doubling distance. Excuse me. 3 dB every doubling the distance d. This is the decay, the spatial decay rate of a linear source, of a spherical, a cylindrical sound field. Every time you double your distance, for every doubling of the distance, you get twice the bubbling. Sorry. Okay. The level decays 3 decibels. Well, This is how that formula was computed in the case of the coherent source. You simply distribute the power of your source over the surface of a cylinder of radius r. If you take this very simple formula, which gives you the intensity, power divided surface, and you write it in decibel, computing the intensity level, after a few passages, and noting that minus 10 times the logarithm of 2 greek pi give you minus 8 decibel. In the case of incoherent source, the result is the same, but here you get minus 6. Okay? So this is the cylindrical case. But in practice, what we are doing when we talk about vehicles, either cars, trucks, or train, is not to use a real line continuous source, but we have a line along which you have a number of discrete point sources, the single cars along the road, or the train, which is traveling, but at a given instant is only one point. Then, as the time goes, it will move along the line, because those sources are not fixed. They are moving, they are vehicles. They are moving with a certain speed. The car, for example, are running on an highway at 130 kilometers per hour, more or less. This is the limit, so more or less they will make this speed. So they are moving, they are not fixed. The formula is more or less the same, but the only thing to note is that there are minus 6 decibel instead of minus 8, and the incoherent SPL is, of consequence, 2 decibel louder than the coherent one for the same power for 1 meter, the same power for unit length of the line source. This can be computed diluting spatially the power of one of these vehicles over this length called A, and A is the distance between the center of one vehicle and the center of the following vehicle along the road. Okay? So in practice, if you know the power level of one car, you dilute this power level on a distance, which is the distance between one car and the next, and you get LV first, the power level per unit length, and then the formula is always the same, the cylindrical law. So in practice there is no real difference between a continuous line source and a source made of many point source when you compute the equivalent level. This one is LQ, so it is averaged over time. This time averaging smooths out the passage of the single cars, and in practice give you a constant value when many, many cars are passing in front of you. Now, we make a numerical example for making easy for you to make this kind of computation, and this can be already seen as an example of a typical exercise you can encounter during the exam, which is the other thing we are going to do today, to make many exercises for training for the exam. In this example, the cars are running at 50 kilometers per hour, so we are inside a town, probably. The flow of vehicles is 500 cars per hour, and the power level of one car is 90 dBA awaited. We want to compute the level at a certain distance, particularly in this case at a distance, here we have the receiver, and the distance R is 50 meters. So we place our receiver 50 meters far from the center of the rod, and we want to compute the sound pressure level here at the receiver. What we need to do is to compute the distance, which now is called D, but in the previous slide it was called A. So let me keep the same notation as in the previous slide. It was called A. Let me continue calling it A, and we say that A is V divided Q, and this is 10 times logarithm of A. Okay, now it's better. Much better. So, the point is, why it became large? A is the speed divided the flow. Why? Because every vehicle in 1 hour travels 50,000 meters, 50 kilometers. So in 1 hour along the road, along 50 kilometers off road, we will have 500 vehicles. So the average distance between one vehicle and the next will be the total length traveled in 1 hour divided the number of vehicles which are distributing themselves over these 50 kilometers of road. Of course, we are never sure that they will travel exactly at this distance. In some cases, they will be closer. In some cases, they will be more sparse because they don't make exactly 50 kilometers per hour each. Someone is slightly faster, someone will be slower, someone will surpass the previous vehicle, so there can be groups of vehicles traveling together with one slow vehicle and 5 or 6 vehicles parked just behind him and waiting to surpass. Then there will be a gap, for example, of 500 meters where there are no vehicles. This can happen. This does not change anything on the noise because we are computing an equivalent level, and the equivalent level is the total energy. It doesn't matter if you have some period inside 1 hour in which the vehicle were crowded each other and another period where no one is passing, because in the end the total number of vehicle passing is 500. And the energy given by each vehicle is always the same, independently if it was close or far from the other vehicle. So you can safely assume that all the vehicles have the same distance A, and this distance is simply the speed in kilometers per hour divided the flow in vehicles per hour. Hour is a bastard unit, but as we have a ratio and we have hour here and hour here, the time unit is simplifies and it doesn't matter on the result. So in practice, the distance between one vehicle and the next come out to be 100 meters. Look at this formula. For the same flow, the larger the speed, the larger the distance. That's important. What does those mean? That means that when in a road you increase the speed because you remove the speed limit, the distance between vehicles increases, and this increments the capability of the road of carrying more vehicles, because the limit for the road is when the vehicles are so packed each other that they cannot travel safely anymore because they don't have enough space. That is the maximum flow which the road can sustain. And for a normal single lane road like this one, where you have only a single lane one way, This value is around 1,500 vehicles per hour, which gives you an average distance of 33 meters, one third of this one, which is the minimum for safety traveling at 50 km per hour. You cannot take the vehicle more packed. If not, they will risk accident, or they will start slowing each other, so this traffic will stop. You have the tail, the traffic jam, okay? So there is a limit to the flow which a road can sustain. But if you increase the speed, the maximum allowed speed, the capability of transporting vehicles for the same road increase. It's the same with a power line, a wire carrying AC power to your house. If you increase the voltage, you can transfer more power. This is the same. If you increase the speed, you can transfer more vehicles. And this is something which our urban planner don't understand. They follow the request of population which complain for too much traffic, and they reduce the speed on the road. As you reduce the speed of the road, you reduce the capability of the road of carrying such traffic. So you get traffic jam, which is exactly what people complain about. If you want to remove traffic jam from a road, you need to increase the speed, not to reduce the speed. This is just flow dynamics, but people don't understand it, particularly politicians and the regulator in our towns. They don't understand this very simple concept. It's just a ratio between two numbers, but it is already too much for a politician. They cannot understand this. It is up to you to explain. If you have traffic jam over a road and you want to resolve the problem, you need to increase the speed over the road, not to reduce the speed. Okay. Well, now we know the distance, so we know the power of one vehicle. We can dilute the power of one vehicle over this segment long A. So LW1 vehicle minus 10 times logarithm of A give you the power of one vehicle, LW first, which becomes 70 dBr per meter. Now we can use the formula of the cylindrical incoherent propagation, and the pressure level at 50 meters is the power level per unit length, 70, minus 10 times the logarithm of 50, minus 6 because it is incoherent. The result is 47 dBr, which is a value which is quite low and is perfectly acceptable, for example, for a residential area where the limit is currently, during day, 50 decibels. You have 3 decibels less, so it's fine. You can build your house here. Okay? This is one way of employing the single vehicle concept. But in most cases, no one knows this number, the power level of a vehicle. This is not written on the homologation card of your car or for your motorcycle. The test for checking the noise of a new vehicle to be homologated, to be regulated by the law, is a pass-by test. So, during a pass-by test, you get a chart like this one for the Fokker, in which your vehicle pass in front of the sound level meter, and what you measure is this kind of noise profile. And you already know that from this noise profile, you can easily compute cell, which is the equivalent level plus 10 times the logarithm of the duration of your measurement divided by zero. A nice thing of cell in a case like this one is that if you don't stop the measurement here, but you continue integrating the noise which is here for example, 2 minutes, you make a very long measurement of 120 seconds. instead of making only 50 seconds. Do you think that the LQ will be different if you leave the sound level meter running for 2 minutes? Of course, the equivalent sound level LQ will be different, because you are integrating for a time where the noise was very, very little, very small, and so the total equivalent level will be less over a longer period. LQ will be lower, smaller, okay? But when you compute cell, you add 10 times the logarithm of t, and t now is longer, so the cell will be exactly the same. Cell does not depend on the duration of the measurement. LQ, yes, it depends. Of course, if the period before and after the noise event was a period where the equivalent level, the instantaneous level, was much smaller than the maximum level reached here. Here you have 90 decibels, here you have 45 or 50 at maximum, and 50 against 90 is nothing. So in practice, all the energy integrated here does not matter on the result, because the energy is dominated by what's happening here. And all what happens outside this area is not really important, because 99.9% of the energy was already captured in this short period. Then if you capture a very, very small energy, additional energy, in those 2 days before and after the big event, it doesn't matter on the result, because the total energy is dominated by the energy close to the maximum peak, near, temporally close to the maximum peak. This is the nice thing of cell. Measuring cell is very easy. It does not require a skilled operator. He can start the measurement far before the vehicle is arriving. It can stop far after the vehicle has gone, and this is not critical on the result. So this is the way in which the measurements are done, and our Ministry for Transportation has a huge database of the cell value of the vehicles. So, while knowing the power of a vehicle is almost impossible, theoretically it's very nice to characterize this vehicle by its power level, but in practice this is not known. What is done is to make a pass-by with the vehicle at a fixed distance from the microphone during a pass-by test. If this is the trajectory of the vehicle, the microphone is placed at a distance of 7.5 meters. This is the European regulation, actually. So the microphone is always at 7.5 meters from where the vehicle is traveling. So the vehicle did pass in front of the microphone, running at a certain speed with a certain gear and so on. This does not matter for you. So you know the cell of your vehicle. How can you recompute the equivalent level knowing the cell instead of knowing the power? We know already the formula for computing the equivalent level, knowing the power level and knowing the distance. Now, the distance is 7.5 meters. You know cell, and cell is LQ plus 10 times logarithm of t. T is 1 hour, because we are making the computation with the reference to 1 hour. kilometer per hour, vehicles per hour. So our time base is 1 hour. We compute the equivalent level given by the passage of your vehicles. And in this case, only one vehicle is passing, is a single event level. Traveling at speed B, the distance is 7.5, the time is 3600 seconds, because in the definition of cell, you need to work in second. Remember that T0 is 1 second. So even if you are computing, you are measuring for 1 hour, cell is referred to 1 second. So you have this factor here, 10 times the logarithm of 3600. In the end, making the computation, the cell is related to LW with this simple formula. Cell equal LW minus 10 times the logarithm of V, the battery is gone, minus a constant, because all the number here give you this fixed 9.99 decibel. And if the speed was 50 km per hour, as usually is during a pass-by test, also this becomes a number, and you get a fixed relationship that cell equal LW minus 26.99. So in practice, knowing the cell means knowing the LW, and knowing the LW means knowing the cell. Knowing this, you notice this very important fact from here. For a constant power of your vehicle, the cell decreases with the speed of vehicle. So if your car runs faster, make less noise, not more noise. Why? Because this profile will become shorter. If it becomes shorter, it will have less area, because the vehicle passes more quickly. So you hear its noise for less time. The noise is the same because the power is the same, but its profile is shortened, is packed in time. And if you pack in time, you reduce the area, so you reduce the cell. This is another concept which is very difficult to explain to our regulators in our municipalities, in our towns. They think erroneously that slowing down vehicles reduce the noise, and instead the opposite is true. For reducing the noise of a vehicle, you need to make it run faster. Okay? If you slow the vehicle, the profile is longer and you get more noise. It's counterintuitive. Okay, here we have an example of computing not simply the equivalent level, but computing the profile for a given power of the vehicle, which is the same as before, 90 decibel, for a given distance, 50 meters, the same as before, and with this very simple formula, which is the spherical field formula, the free field, the point source, not the linear source, we can compute the instantaneous level a long time. Of course, this distance, R first, is the instantaneous distance between the source, which is here, which now it is here, but before it was here. So the source is moving. And the receiver is always here. So this distance, R1, from the Pythagoras theorem, is just the square of R plus the square of this time-dependent number, which is V per T. And this factor is zero at time zero. In fact, you see that the time axis here has both negative time and positive time, and time zero is when the vehicle was here. So this is our origin, in correspondence of the closest point to the receiver along the road. So with this very simple formula and an Excel spreadsheet, you can very easily compute your temporal profile of your vehicle. Now, what happens to the power level when you increase the speed of your vehicle? It's not true in general that the power level does not change. This is true at low speed. At low speed, where most of the noise comes from the engine, from the transmission, from the intake, from the exhaust, and so on, mechanical sources, the power level is constant and equal to 90 decibels, and this more or less is true up to 30 km per hour. After this, the power level is not constant anymore. It starts increasing, initially quite gently, and then more robustly above 100 km per hour. I don't know if you can see, but here there is a change of slope. The slope was this one, and you get more and more because you have also aerodynamic noise. Okay, so, but this is the experimental law of the power level versus velocity, speed, better say, versus speed of your car. What does this mean? That it is not true that the cell always decrease for increasing vehicle speed, because at a certain point the increase of power compensates the dilution, the shortening of the profile due to the increased speed. So in practice the power level is constant until 30 km per hour, when the engine is controlling the power. It increases gently between 30 and say 90 km per hour when rolling noise is dominating the noise of the vehicle. Then aerodynamics intervene, giving a slope of 6 decibel per doubling speed above 100 km per hour. This, we recomputed the noise profile, the theoretical noise profile, for three speeds, 30, 50 and 70 km per hour. I don't know if you can look in detail at what happens here, but the maximum sign pressure level is not constant. It did increase very little, going from 30 to 50, and it did increase more significantly going to 50 to 70. But what matters really is the area under this curve, and increasing the speed, this area reduces. So the total noise, the equivalent level, or the cell, which is the same, reduces. In practice, looking at the value of cell, this is decreasing with speed until more or less 60 or 70 km per hour, then it starts to increase again because the aerodynamic noise. But until say 70 km per hour, reducing the noise is possible only augmenting the speed of the vehicles. And oppositely, if you reduce the speed from 50 to 30, you typically get 3 decibel more noise from your road. So people complain with the major of your municipality because they have too much noise at their house. The major react installing speed limitation down to 30 km hour and creating a 30 zone. And he thinks to answer to the question of the citizen, to give them less noise, and instead you give them more noise, because slowing down the traffic boosts the noise. So the optimal point for a road is more or less here, at a speed of, say, 70 km per hour. okay? Well, this is with current vehicle. With modern vehicle, hybrid vehicle, or even electrical vehicle, this is going up. Okay? So, as you get rid of the old combustion engine and you go to electrical engine, the low speed noise governed by the exhaust and by the intake is not so relevant, and this limit moves up. So it becomes convenient to increase further the speed of your vehicles. Remember indeed that electric vehicles have a problem. At low speed, at very low speed, they are very silent. This is so dangerous that you cannot allow them to circulate being so silent, because they can kill pedestrians. So starting from next year, all the electrical vehicles will have an artificial noise source on board, creating noise for saving the pedestrians. We still don't know what will be the environmental acoustical impact of this alert system installed on electrical vehicle. There is the risk that this can be even more noisy than current combustion engines. So, okay, safety comes first. That, of course, is true. But the risk is that with this pedestrian alert system, our town will not be as silent as people advocating electrical vehicles are pushing, are claiming. They claim that with this generalized adoption of electrical vehicle, the noise in our town will disappear. That is true if there is no pedestrian alert system, no artificial noise source on this kind of vehicle, but European community will mandate to install this alert system, and they can be very disturbing. Think to electric elevators. Electric elevators are already equipped of this artificial source, and the noise is like meep, 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 something really horrible. I much prefer the noise of a good car. Boom, boom, boom. It is much more gentle to my ears. And instead, the meep, 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 it goes me crazy, drives me crazy in a few minutes. If all the cars in the town are going this meep, 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 that is a nightmare, something which I cannot imagine. So we will see what happens next year and how will be the noise of this electrical device. But I suppose that there will be space for a lot of research during next year for optimizing the noise, the artificial noise of these electric vehicles. Finally, we have just, two slides, perhaps. Yeah. We are talking now not anymore of environmental noise outside in the countryside, outside the buildings. We are talking about the noise inside working place, inside factories, inside workshop, inside shops, inside anything, any kind of space where people is working, including classrooms, because I am working now. So I am exposed to noise. Okay, in this case the noise comes from my voice being amplificated by this loudspeaker. Nevertheless, I risk some degree of hearing damage if too much noise is affecting my ears for too much time. Every worker is subjected in all Europe to this kind of regulation, in which you need to compute this magic number here called LEP, a personal exposure level. LEP is cell, is the same. LEP and cell are the same thing. The only difference is that while cell is packed in 1 second, LEP is packed in 8 hours. So the packing time has been changed from 1 second for cell, two eight tower for LEP. The chart show you that you ate a noise profile, you did compute LQ, which is this strike line here, but LQ over a time which is not necessarily 8 hours, because not all workers work for 8 hours. For example, in my case I work much more than 8 hours. On the average day I work more or less 12 hours. Some other workers instead are part-time workers, so they can work less than 8 hours, perhaps 6 or 5 even, 4 perhaps, I don't know. So the total time of your work day is not necessarily 8 hours, but even if it was longer, you still pack to 8 hours. Packing to 8 hours brings the level up, because you have a smaller base, the area must be the same, so you need to rise the roof of this area. Okay? This is the concept of LP, which is exactly the same concept as cell, but cell is 1 second, LP is 8 hours, always. Even if you work less than 8 hours, you still compute over 8 hours. So you measure your LQ for the real exposure time, and then you adjust the value with this term, which can make it increase, and it increase if time is larger than 8 hours. So if time is greater than 8 hours, these terms will be positive, will be increasing the level, but if instead the time is shorter than 8 hours, like in the case of a part-time worker, then if it is shorter than 8 hours, the level will be decreased. It will go down. LQ is larger, LP will be smaller, because you are diluting a shorter exposure time over a longer nominal exposure time of always 8 hours. So this is the concept of LUT. And the typical calculation you have to do is to compute LEP knowing the exposure profile of your worker. And here we have an example. This is the exposure profile, the simplified exposure profile of a worker which stays 1 hour in a quiet environment, in a relatively quiet environment at 75 decibels. Then he enters a mechanical workshop where there are 80 decibels for 1 hour. Then he comes out again for 2 hours in the silent area. Then he enters again an even more noisy area with 84 decibels for 3 hours. Then again he has a relaxation period of 1 hour outside the noise area. And finally go to a meeting room where they discuss for 2 hours at 78 decibels. So this is the work day of one guy, which is name and surname. A very important concept. LP is personal exposure level. What does that mean, personal? Personal means name and surname. For every factory, for every workshop, for every school, for every worker, there is one LEP for everyone and different for everyone. There are never 2 workers in the same factory, in the same workshop, with the same LP. LP is personal. So you need to get a different number for any worker, because the exposure profile of each worker is, by definition, personal. Every worker stays different time in different area and is exposed to different noise. So you cannot make this kind of evaluation and apply it to 100 of workers in a mechanical workshop. It's wrong, it cannot be. you need to make it 100 times and get 100 different numbers. Perhaps very slightly different, the difference can be only fraction of a decibel, but every worker, by definition, has a different value of LP. It's personal. You need to print out a table with all the name of the workers and the LP of each one. You cannot only print out one value and say, this applies to all of you. That's wrong. You must read your name and see your LP. And this is mandated by law. So every worker, periodically, at least once per year, must be assessed. And there must be, in the official bacheca, I don't know, in the entrance of the factory, where all the communication are printed and attached to the wall, there must be this printout, and every worker must be able to go there and see his own LP value. So this guy did his profile, and we want to compute LP. The computation is this, and very simple. We first compute LQ, and LQ is obtained by this formula. The denominator is the total exposure time, which in this case is 10 hours, because if you sum all the periods shown here, you see that he is working for a total of 10 hours. So you divide by 10 hours, and you say, okay, 1 hour multiplied 10 raised 75/10. This is the formula for the equivalent level. Plus 1 multiplied 10 raised 80/10. Plus 2, because it's 2 hours at this level, multiplied 10 raised to 7.5, which is 75/10. And so on. You sum all the period. Every period, in this case in hours, is multiplied by the corresponding energy, or intensity if you like, and this intensity is 10 times the level divided 10. You sum all those exposure periods, divide the total exposure time, and by definition you get your equivalent level. It is not simply the average of this decibel value. It's a weighted average, where the weight are the time, the exposure time. This act as weight in a weighted energetical sum, which gives you the equivalent level. So it's wrong to say that the equivalent level is the average level. It's not the average. If it was the average level, you did not have to wait for the time of exposure. The equivalent level is the equivalent level, which is not the average level in general, because the exposure time are different, and you make a weighted average, averaging over this time. Okay? Once you have got the equivalent level, you could compute the formula here for transforming your equivalent level in your exposure level. So in that case, it will mean to add plus 10 times the logarithm of 10/8. But if you make this and you substitute the expression of LQ here, and you simplify T with the T, which was a denominator, with this T here, you get this one. So you can also, from this formula, you learn that you can also compute directly LAP using the equivalent level formula, but dividing by 8, always by 8, whatever was the exposure time. If the exposure time was longer, fine. If it was shorter, doesn't matter. The equivalent level in that case will be divided a shorter time, but the exposure level, the personal exposure level, is always divided by 8 hours. Okay. This is what is required to do for every worker in Italy, but also in all Europe, at least once per year. So this is a big business. There are people doing this for a living, going one factory after one factory, every day they are in a different factory, they make measurements with the sound level meter in all the location of the factory, then they ask every worker, how many do you stay here, how much time you stay in this area, how much time you stay in that data. So they compile this noise profile for every worker and print out with Excel the table of the personal exposure level for the workers of the factory. This can be automatized quite well with Excel, and those guys make this very repetitive and boring for me job of making this kind of evaluation. This is the typical job of your colleague following the course of the Faculty of Medicine, Tecnici della Prevenzione, dell'Ambiente, del Lavoro. This is how 99% of them will gain their monthly wage, because there is no other work in Italy for those guys. They study 3 years, but this life is the only thing will give them money. All the other they learn in three years is shit, actually, because all the money in Italy is about this point. There is a lot of money. You have to think the simple fact. INAIL, which is the Italian Institute for the Insurance of Work, pay a lot of money to workers which have some kind of physical damage due to exposure to risky environment, people who lose their finger under the press or cutting them with a rotating blade or similar thing. So, 55%, so more than half, of the money which INAIL every year gives to workers is for hearing damage. It's the first cause of inability of people working. So we are talking of more than 1 billion euro each year in Italy. There is a lot of money around this stupid concept of the equivalent personal level. And there are a lot of people doing just this for job. They don't know really anything about acoustic. They can only manage a sound level meter looking on the display for the number. They can compile this Excel spreadsheet computing LP with this formula. And that's all their job. And this is very important, because all the workers in every field, people working in a restaurant, people working as a receptionist with a telephone, people working in a classroom like me, people working in a factory along the road, in a building site, everywhere, and every kind of work, you need to make this evaluation and this computation. Any questions? No. Okay. So we stop here.